don't think you have it.
Oh, God.
All right. What was the place you took us in Uptown? No, this isn't the one.
Wait, what?
It's not my school.
This one.
We'll play two songs for the intro.
Oh, by the way, I went to a concert on Sunday. Ooh, it was lit.
Whose concert?
Shine like your hair. Down.
Shine Down, Shine Asking Down Alexandria, and Papa Roach,
and Revenge Before Midnight. It was lit.
You didn't even throw it
I know what
I'm
going
to
talk
about.
Sitting
next to this, you expect
today.
Me to hear you at all?
Yeah, I
I know what I'm going to talk about now.
I like those drums. Those drums are awesome. Wait a minute. That's hard. Would it be disrespectful to think?
La, la,
la, la, la.
Oh yeah, say that thing. You were gonna say it reminds you what?
This Pusha T song that I think is about Pusha T. I can't remember the name of it. It's just that one little section though.
Okay, we can't play this whole song. We're halfway through.
Is this like the new stuff or what?
This is from their
remix.
Well, it's a remix album. Off the Invincible album. Oh, yep. Unleashed. Invincible was one of their earlier albums.
What song did you want? We're doing a twofer.
No, we're doing it next.
All right, okay, cool.
I don't even know what the song is.
We're already short on time. So, welcome back, Aaron.
Thank you.
Thanks to Aaron and his friend Aaron. So we wanted to goof around a little more this week, but also kind of get back to what Aaron started talking about at the end of last week's episode. Kind of talking about, like, walking in love was kind of the main kicker there. Red Bull gives you wings.
I feel like some of our viewers think that we literally have a pile of trash over here.
I live in a pile of trash.
I could understand that.
Well, there's speakers and there's a trash can. We do pick up after ourselves. I promise you. It's just we like to shoot baskets because, you know, we have Trey in the room and
Kobe.
You know,
I have to one up Trey's basketball skills, even though I have zero.
It's Curry, not Kobe. Trash. Curry.
It's not Curry.
It is Curry. All
right, we're not getting into this
right
now. Oh,
yeah, canon.
So I just realized we're not actually going to be able to record on Halloween because of my work schedule. And I'm bummed about it because Halloween is a Thursday. But I decided what I'm going to be for Halloween, and y'all are going to at me, and I don't have time for it.
Wait, what Cinderella?
Is it? I'm going to be a possum. Because I was like, okay, so all I need is a big fuzzy sweater, some fingerless gloves, and some heavy black eyeliner.
So all you're missing right now is the fingerless gloves and the eyeliner.
I said a fuzzy gray sweater.
No,
this is not gray.
Well, hey,
I don't have a possum
on acid.
Why don't you be a, what's it called, a hedgehog?
Or hedgehog? Sonic. Gotta go fast.
Gotta
get for speed.
No, but John was saying that to me this morning because he was like, you could just spike your hair and be a hedgehog. And I'm like, I already ordered the sweater, John.
I had suggested. Well, yesterday you could be an armadillo.
Well, and this is at such a weird length now where if I don't wash it down, it stands up and does whatever it wants to, and I hate it. So you're not nearly as fluffy as you used to be, though.
Well, the only reason is I have to use a lot of freaking conditioner. I have to use like half a bottle on my hair. Daily.
What? You sound like such a girl.
No, you don't understand. Like, feel my hair though. It's so smooth.
I don't like it.
It looks so fluffy. Nice. No. Yeah, and it's gotten really bad. You should have seen me the last 2 days working on my cars. And I only used a little bit of conditioner because I knew I was going to get dirty. And my hair, it looked like a freaking afro. And I was like,
I should go back. I highly doubt that. I should go back to our test reel from like 2 weeks ago when Porter was sitting in the chair as we were setting up cameras. Because he took off his hat and was just sitting here doing this. And his hair was like...
What?
It was like a... It was insane.
No, I've seen him before. He did was just that, and then it was just a straight.
Yeah, he was your
mohawk.
Jimmy Neutron.
Yeah. like
Porter, I love you. I'm sorry.
I don't love you, Porter.
Lies.
Porter is my son. He walked up to the coffee house today and was like, "Hi, mom." I'm like,
okay.
"I'm 5 years older than you." No.
That was the wrong guy.
Wrong.
Yeah,
I
sorry.
Mean, it could have
I thought
been
the it was
right
the other one.
No,
I thought it was
it's
other
like,
one.
Here's a Black Mirror, like, what is happening? Time travel. I am actually Porter's mother. No.
That.
Gross.
Yo, Black Mirror is one of the weirdest shows. Okay, we didn't come to talk about that. We're not getting into that. So,
this is
not.
The fun bit.
Right. We didn't even introduce ourselves.
Last week.
This is what happens when you have Aaron.
Yeah, we're off. Very off.
This is the ET Podcast, episode 35.
37, 35, 38, 35.
Trying to be ahead of your time.
And four episodes left this season. Episode 40 will kick off season 3, and I'm like, what is going on?
Dang,
right.
Yikes.
Yeah, and we're coming up on our year anniversary for the podcast.
That is true. Well,
goodness
me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like in February.
Months.
Yeah, but still, it's
four
it'll
months.
Be here before you know it.
That's no, so would. Not even close.
Wait, okay, wait.
Don't even worry about
okay.
it.
October,
okay,
November.
Shut up.
What is happening?
His birthday is in February, and he doesn't want to acknowledge that he's getting old.
No, I'm not.
We're around
old.
The same age, man.
Four.
You're both born in '92.
Yeah,
dude,
four.
Your bones are older than mine.
What?
I don't like that sentence.
Don't worry about it. Just
you
let it
put
happen.
Those words back in your mouth.
Nope. They're out.
Okay,
it's
anyway.
On the table.
So
those are like 16 episodes, right?
Between now and our anniversary? Yeah, I think so.
Jeez.
Well, no, a little bit more. Because we're still not done with October.
How many weeks do we have? I don't know, man.
15. I don't know, man.
Time
15
is
before
an
my birthday, so that counts.
Two more? Three more.
You just
17.
Keep trying to plug your
the
birthday.
The same number.
17 episodes.
Ish. Yeah. No, because you said 15 weeks till your birthday, right?
15, 16, somewhere around there.
So same amount of time because our anniversary date is 3 days after your birthday. Two.
Listen.
That's crazy.
Unbelievable.
All I know is it's coming rather quickly.
I don't
pause.
Like
and, yeah.
I hate you so much.
Why would you say pause? Like, it's like I never thought about it until you said pause. I'm like, what is he?
Because
whoa,
I just wanted to beat y'all to the punch because I know one of y'all was going to say something.
I wasn't. I, all did, right,
whatever,
I didn't
I
even
was
capture
like,
it. Now we know
so
who has a dirty mind here.
No, because one of y'all would have said something. I just want to be the mature one here. So.
After all day of working with my boss and my darling, lovely friend, Carissa, like, my capacity for dirty jokes is just out the window. Like, I'm not even on that wavelength, so.
Oh, she is. Don't let her lie to you.
Carissa, you got to get it together, okay?
No,
Carissa,
no, don't.
I love you, but.
Stay the same. Some guy will be lucky to have you.
No.
Okay, we're Chris done.
Never
we're
changed
done.
For a boy. Okay.
Yes.
Wait, what did you say?
Don't never changed for a boy.
Oh, okay.
That's the femininity.
So, yeah, we got
coming
feminist.
Out.
All right.
Okay, but you said something about he's like a girl, and that's like the third time the song "Like a Girl" by Lizzo has popped into my head today, and I do not need this.
I don't think I've heard this song.
You don't. You're good. You're fine.
I heard.
No, wait. No, dude.
You
don't
know nothing about Lizzo, so there's the door.
I heard about.
Well, Lizzo came
the
from
only
Minnesota.
Song
that
I heard
Lizzo
about
my
Lizzo
queen.
Was the one that says like something about like.
Like
she's like,
I know
she's
she,
like
city boys, inner city boys.
I know
boys.
She thought
like
somebody
boys
stole
with
her
the bow ties. What?
she's like in this video and she's doing like some workouts.
Oh, that's Juice.
Juice, there you go.
The Juice video is okay.
Yo, why is she all naked?
Because she's body positivity icon. President.
Yeah, I haven't heard them.
No, yeah,
anyways.
It's fun.
Okay, anyway.
The chorus is what's stuck in my head right now. Why? Okay, y'all just can't trade fidgets across the table. I will end both of you.
All right, man. Can we get some order here and let's jump
all
in?
All right, anyways. So
I didn't do none of
last episode.
We introduced ourselves. The only thing we said
yeah.
was the podcast name.
So that's Eric. That's Trey. I'm Piper. This is Aaron. And this is a mess today.
And it's been a mess since last episode, too. So
what?
I mean, it's been a mess all season,
You cannot hold me responsible.
We'll be better.
Orderly.
See, I just shouldn't have caffeinated these two. That was my bad.
Wait, why are you putting it in me?
Because you also get, like, weird when
you How dare you sully my good name?
No. The only time you get he gets weird is when you try to hold his hand down the hallway.
Yeah.
Rightfully so.
We'll never attempt respect too much.
Or if you want to play fire truck,
I will always
with
try to.
Fire truck.
I don't know what you're talking about, man.
Woo, get away from fire truck!
Keep your hands away from all of you.
All right, man.
This week's episode of the podcast. Let's get serious. We wanted to kind of dig into what we got into in the last 10 minutes of the last podcast. Okay, I need to adjust my stature here. Sorry.
You'll be fine. What is love?
Baby, don't hurt me.
You know what?
I think my cup is leaking water.
Uh-oh.
Well, okay.
I just said it.
Why didn't you just drink it out of the water bottle?
Because I...
You just kind of make things difficult.
What are you doing?
Nothing.
It's...
Dude, what are you
I don't even know who the song is by.
It's Eurythmics, I think.
By the way, this is water, not coffee.
Screw it.
Don't hurt me.
The time's passed.
Anyways,
okay.
Yes. Yeah, cool. So, in the last episode, we were talking about.
Yeah.
Okay, that missed.
Well, about. Go ahead.
Not even close.
Porter's gonna have to clean that up.
Thanks, anyway. Porter.
Proceed, please.
Usher us in.
Trying. So you brought up how to not let your past hold you back from how you interact with people.
Ooh, yeah.
And like, cause we don't know people's stories. We don't know. I don't know, just where people are at in general, so it's not really our place to judge, mm-hmm. and that ties into a lot of things we've talked about in the past. It specifically made me think of the episode where we talked about my second year sermon.
Yeah.
But, So I found this quote by Martin Luther King Jr. last week, and I read it, and it's, "Darkness cannot drive out darkness, only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate, only love can do that." And that kind of ties directly into John 1, verses 4 and 5. In him, in Jesus, was life, and the life was the light of man. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Mm-hmm. And I like that it's not had not overcome it, but has not, because that's like continually. This light cannot be overcome by this darkness, no matter how long the darkness tries.
Right.
And so... I kind of wanted to jump into that a little bit, just kind of that idea of,
Well, I just wanted to look
at
it.
I have talking points. Just that idea of how can we, like, keep that darkness from overcoming? Because it seems like in the culture we're in, and you kind of touched on this last week, everything is so negative, everything is so divided, I don't know. Again, I feel like we've talked about this before, but still like...
It's so many different angles that you can,
A lot of different ways to dissect this.
Because, I mean, even what we were talking about off mic before we started kind of goes on those lines, too. Because we were talking about how, with Joker coming out, like...
Already came out, but
yeah, it's a pretty good movie, by the way.
I'm just saying with it coming out.
Okay. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Anyway, I saw it. So...
Me too.
I'm not going to spoil it, by the way.
It was a good movie.
So with that movie coming out, you know, you were saying that people are just like in fear and stuff that somebody could possibly... I don't know. There's a bunch of different things that can come from. Like there could be a real life Joker or whatever and all this crap. And,
that
you know,
crazy.
You also have people that... I mean, it's the same thing because I brought up this too from one of our previous episodes with my wife. When she was talking about how fear manifests things, you know, and it's not a right way of thinking, obviously, but, you know, just the mere thought or meditating, as you said, meditating on things can just cause something to happen that you didn't want to happen.
Yeah.
And even though you didn't say anything about it, too, just the mere thought of it. I mean, well, thoughts drive... words, they drive actions too. So, I mean, for people to keep meditating on such negative things, I mean, that's why we have so many issues now.
Yeah,
because it's the same thing. And you brought up the Trump rally.
Yeah, I was going to talk about that right now. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, if you want to talk about that.
Well, I was going to say with what like people were saying that like how everything is divided. Like a good example would be like today. I mean, you know, Trump is coming to Minneapolis, and he's going to be hosting his rally at the Target Center. But like right across from there, there's going to be like a huge like
counter protest. Yeah.
Yeah, a protest about just, you know, and you can clearly see, like, the division of, like, people protesting against him.
And I just want to say, too, this is not a political podcast. No. But.
Yeah. I mean, we talk about everything. But, yeah. And, I mean, like, it's kind of crazy, though, because, like you said, how, in a way, they're trying to fight it. They're trying to fight hate with hate. And, like, the way how I see that is,
it's,
like.
It's counterproductive.
Like, what I didn't really like is. I don't know. I think it was Saloon or First Avenue or whatever. They like put up a huge balloon Trump baby, like in their.
Okay, well, that Trump baby makes the rounds between so many different like riots and like, well, not riots, but like protests. Which I think is really funny. Like I think it was in like the UK had one when he went to visit Scotland or somewhere, and they were just flying that.
Yeah, and, like, I mean, it's, like, for me, it's, like, okay, if you don't like this guy, I mean, okay, but it's, like, respect them, you know? Right. Because it's, like, you're in a way kind of, like, fighting, like, you're fighting, like you said, hate against hate. I mean, yes, some of his views are bad and, you know, controversial and mindless, but.
Yeah, and, I mean, each one of us have views that other people won't agree with and stuff. Like, I mean, if we really want to get into it, my views on voting, my views on the government and stuff, I'm pretty sure 95% of people on the planet will not agree with at all. So it's like, even though
60%.
I'm telling you, it might be higher than you think.
See, well, and I'm just like, even around this table, there's so many different views here. Like, I remember we were standing behind the bar once kind of talking about political stuff a little bit, and
bar table,
no, like behind the bar at work. And we were talking about
you guys should clarify a little bit.
It's a coffee bar.
It's
coffee.
See, there's with coffee. Disagreeing right there. There you go. Different views.
Yeah, but, literally. I said something about like, my views are a little bit more liberal than most people around here. And Porter just looks at me and goes, a little? Like, we work in a very conservative environment. Yeah. And so it's really interesting to see, like, the other views that people have and, like, their perspectives and why they come from where they come from.
Yeah.
Right. And I thought it was really interesting because this past week, this video from Ellen DeGeneres was making the rounds about how she was at the Cowboys game with George W. Bush.
Yeah,
so,
I was wondering. I asked somebody to explain that to me, and because all I saw was the picture.
Yeah.
And nobody would explain it to me.
Wait, who posted that? Was it you? Because I saw it on Facebook.
No, it's been a million different people.
Jacob. I saw Annie's brother.
Yeah, I saw it on my sister's feed.
That was pretty cool.
A bunch of my friends' feeds.
Yeah.
But it was like, she's kind of a liberal activist, and he's like a former Republican president. Right. And so a lot of people think, oh, well, you guys have different views. You guys hang out. And that's apparently a really weird concept to a lot of people, because it's like, again, because the world we live in is so divisive, it's weird to see that kindness and just that like understanding for a fellow human.
Mm-hmm.
And it just felt poignant to this discussion, especially because we were talking about what does it look like to walk in love, and like that's kind of what Ellen talked about in that video, was like, even though people might not think the same way I do, might not like approach the issues the way I do, like that doesn't mean I'm not going to be kind to them and that I'm not going to respect them and like it was really good.
And I kind of want to add on to that. I was waiting for you to finish.
No, I mean,
and it was early. I don't like to cut people off, so I like to wait till they have their thought out.
No, I mean, it's a podcast. There's four microphones here. So
we all are talking over each other right now. Okay,
you had no problem last week.
I know. Well, I had a little more caffeine in me, so.
And it was a little bit more casual conversation, or whatever you want to call last week's chaos.
Do whatever you feel.
So, she hit a lot of good points. Honestly, I agree with majority of what she said. Like, it's okay. It's really okay to disagree, but it all at the end of the day, though, what are you trying to really say? Are you really going to be like, you're with me or you're against me? Or are you going to be like, okay, so what? At the end of the day, let's let's still play that video game together. Let's still have fun. Let's forget about the politics. Let's forget about our differences. Let's focus on what makes us unique. What makes us chive? What makes us function together? Mm-hmm. You know, and forget about this, because not only are you robbing yourself of happiness, but you're also robbing other people of their happiness as well.
Yeah.
And you know, if you're constantly coming after someone, like, put yourself in their shoes. And this is, I know this probably is said at least a million times, picture yourself in your in their shoes.
Mm-hmm.
But change the consequences, or change the circumstances. Say if say that if the roles were reversed, mm-hmm. would you want to be on the other side? Do you want to be that person? Do you want to be in their shoes, knowing full well you're going to reap a lot and a lot of downfall? Like, I don't want to get into any of this, but let's do a hypothetical.
We can get into it.
But say if I said something back in, this is basing off of a recent thing that happened, but I'm not going to change, I'm going to change a bunch of things, so, but someone had something on their Instagram many years ago, and they applied at this job. They were turned down because of what they said when they were 14 years old.
See.
This is so dumb. You change over time.
Right.
You gotta give each other the benefit of a doubt that they're not against you. Sometimes they say some things not knowing what they said, and if they hurt you, just be gentle with them, because they don't, sometimes they just don't know.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just jump down their throats, because that can be more detrimental towards you than them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what if someone's like, oh, I hate redheads? I can instantly take an offense to that and be like, wow. Or I'd be like, can you explain that to me? Why? What happened to you? Because obviously there's something that happened in the past that hurt them so badly. Maybe a redhead bully. Maybe they had a redheaded bully. I don't know this. Or something. You know? And, I've been through a lot, to be honest. Bullying-wise, I know I've been through a lot. And I think all these people, minus Eric, sorry, I'll fill you in later. But I got my fair share of my butt kicked just for being different. And it sucked. It really sucked. And to this day, I'll play a joke on, it's because of the redhead. It's because it's been an ongoing thing. And so I'm changing my mindset on that. But also,
you carry that orange card around with you.
See? And he does it too. So don't let him fool you. It's an ongoing joke between him and I. So, and it's funny, because we're always wanting to default on something, be like, well, I'm the victim. And it's like, what can you do to better yourself?
Yeah.
We want to put ourselves, be like, what was me? And we expect all this help. And when you get all the attention, yeah, it's great. But at the end of the day, what can you do to better yourself? And to kind of do a rabbit trail, I just had a conversation with my girlfriend, Michaela, and she has
Hi, Michaela, friend of the show.
You're an icon, and I love you.
And she actually, this happened recently to one of her friends that basically both Michaela and her friend have tattoos, and a lot of them. And they're very, if they're not wearing long sleeves, you can see them. And
I love
there's
her
some,
ink, by the way, it's so cool.
Yeah, her tattoos are pretty sweet. But anyway, but someone said because she has a tattoo, she's going to hell. And it bothered me a lot. No, this is a real thing, by the way. It really hurts.
I don't know who's fired up about that in particular.
But at the same time, though, it's like that person either is going basing off of what happened in the past. And by the way, I'm going to rabbit trail again, because I'm thinking, this is how my brain works. It just goes the thing to thing to thing. I actually went to
eventually three left turns make a right. We'll get back to it eventually.
We're on the right track. It will circle around to where I need to be.
When you hit the fork in the road, take the right or left. I mean,
no, if I keep taking lefts, I'll eventually be right.
Yeah.
Anyway, all right.
Screw it, man. Go ahead.
No, thanks. Anyways,
Bro.
I went to a concert, and a lot of people, I'm just going to say some people because then it keeps me safe. Some people would disagree with my music choices, and that's okay. I went to a Shinedown concert. Papa Roach was there, Asking Alexandria, and I think it's Revenge Before Midnight or After Midnight. One of the two. Anyway, it was a super cool concert. It was super great, and I didn't even get a chance to talk to these guys or what happened there because it actually followed everything I just talked about last week. And, you know, it's definitely a message that needs to be said. But, excuse me if I'm wrong, but I'm not even going to say a name because then it saves me. The main singer, the lead singer from Shinedown, basically instructed everyone to look to the right, look to their left, look behind them, and look in front of them, and say and greet themselves and be like, hey, hello, and actually be friends with them and be like, these people, they're not against you. That's they're cool. With you. We're going to enjoy the same thing together. Doesn't matter what our political views are. Doesn't matter what we likes or dislikes. We're here together to have a party. Why not do that in our daily lives? So wow. Even if, and I'm so sorry. He basically instructed everyone to basically hold hands. And he's like, on the count of three, we're all going to jump. And we're going to jump like nuts. We're going to try going to the stars. This party isn't for me. This isn't for the band. This isn't just to hype you up. But this is for you. And we had a blast. Yeah. We had a blast. And we all jumped. And I've never jumped higher in my life. All right? So it was so much fun.
Well,
it really
I can think
was.
Of a time and, in your life where you... Never mind.
Hey, hush, hush, hush.
Continue.
Anyways, but it was so good because it doesn't matter. I didn't know any of these people. Mm-hmm. But yet I felt closer to them.
That was crazy.
Even though we had no connection whatsoever. Yeah. I didn't know what their views were on anything other than us having fun.
Yeah.
And that's so crazy. And I hands down, Shinedown, if you're watching this for somehow, and you guys were great.
And are
you're
they
awesome.
Are they like
Shinedown's they're metal. They're not necessarily a Christian
they're rock.
Band.
No, they're not.
They're not Christian, right? No. See, that's the cool thing. I mean, even like, you know, people that don't maybe speak they do they do believe or not. I can Yeah, we're good.
Oh, what? You should listen to Diamond Eyes is my Diamond favorite track Eyes. By them. It's really
okay.
Good.
Or The Sound of Madness.
Soundness.
That sounds like As Above, So Below.
Oh. Also, you'll also like
the movie.
What?
No
nothing. Never mind.
About.
Just watch.
No, but.
Oh, trust me. It was so good, though.
But yeah. It kind of, like, bounced off of just that thought of, like, coming closer. That's like the whole backbone of what Pulse's ministry is doing with their Together events.
That's cool. Yeah.
Because it's like, with as divided as this generation is, like, it's so important now more than ever that we come together, that we don't let the walls that society says are between us be mm-hmm. between us.
Yeah.
And so, like, when they packed thousands of people into the National Mall in 2016 or the Motor Speedway last year down in Texas or I forget where they're going next, but like the idea of bringing everyone together, whether it's just to enjoy some music like at the Shinedown concert or at Pulse Twin Cities or like whatever, just acknowledging in the day-to-day life too that we're not in this alone, it's not a dog eat dog as much as we say it is.
Right.
And I mean, that kind of ties back to if we lean into that, what society says is like, it's you against me, against the world. Like, that's where it comes back to John 10:10, where the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy.
Right.
But Jesus came that we may have life and have it more abundantly. So are you on the path of the thief or are you on the path of life and life more abundantly?
Right.
And it's worth just kind of taking an inventory in your daily life. Like, how are you interacting with people? Like, are mm-hmm. you pushing people away or are you drawing them closer? That's a thought, but you
yeah,
like
no, I mean,
to say.
I can even speak to that because, like, y'all know I get wrapped up in stuff because, like, I get so focused on, like, numbers and stuff. And I'm mm-hmm. like, no, like, our podcast needs to be number one.
Yeah.
We don't need to work with other podcasts and do it together. We need to be number one in front of them. And like I get into this like cutthroat mentality sometimes.
Well,
and it's like
thing,
I'm
yeah.
just starting. I need to
realize, like, same thing with rapping, same thing with, like, anything. Like, even video games. I mean, you're on the podcast. You're an enthusiast. And, I mean, you are, too.
But it's like, love it.
It's like, you play, like, for me, I can speak, like, Call of Duty.
Call of Duty. I was going to be like.
Team Deathmatch. It's called Team Deathmatch, but I'm worried about having the most numbers on the stats.
Yeah. It's like the team.
No, I don't care about the team.
I went over to his house once and we were on the same team. I'm like, Trey, where the heck are you? And he's off in the middle of and then he's dying. I'm like, you need to be on my side here.
Same thing with like Search and Destroy.
Yes.
You have to be
a team
together in Search and Destroy because there's no respawns.
No.
So if you don't plant the bomb or if you don't kill everybody on the other team, then you're dead. Well, like, you lose.
Yeah, that, similar with Overwatch, too. Like, if your team doesn't succeed, it doesn't matter how good you are at, like, holding the point. Like,
exactly.
You're still going to get wrecked if you're not with your people.
All right, this is the last Call of Duty thing I'm going to say. I remember one time there was a time I was playing with one of my friends back home, Adrian. This doesn't have to do with us, but... My friend Adrian and like his cousin and some other dude or whatever, and like his cousin was talking crap to me, and I was like, all right, bro, whatever. Like, and then we get in the game and they get put on the other team, even though we were in a party. Mm-hmm. And so all of a sudden, I don't know what came over me. I just smacked them because like we played Capture the Flag.
Oh, no.
Capture the Flag, like that is a team-based game as well. I was like, you know what? I'm not going after any flags. I don't care about nothing. I got like 74 kills and 2 deaths. I just went off. And then he was like, all right, bro. Like, my bad. I was like, yeah.
Yeah,
like,
you're a bad kid.
Yeah.
Well, so, I used to. I did something similar. When,
we can't get down to video.
I'm sorry. I'm getting back into gaming and stuff. Yeah. And so,
his mind is possessed by it. It's okay.
And what?
You're being possessed by video games again. It's okay.
That would be Monster Hunter. Anyway, all right.
Are you getting possessed? Rajang comes out today, by the way. It is October 10th.
Can we get back on Shrek?
I can't wait. Have you seen that monkey? He's going to wreck. And I can't wait.
Okay, but speaking of how you can draw people closer together.
Jeez, anyways, man. I got something for that. Sorry.
well, okay, I just want to dial it back to... Because I know I went through this verse in a different episode, and I don't remember which. But like going through that... Love is blank in 1 Corinthians, where it's love is patient, love is kind, it does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud, it does not dishonor others, mm-hmm. it is not self-seeking, it is not easily angered, it keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, and always perseveres. And I know I kind of
put
that...
This is not love, Eric.
What?
Get your little hands off my computer.
Get your baby hands off his computer.
wow, sorry. No way.
I'm sorry.
But, I kind of issued a challenge when I went through that last time. Like, how do we take that verse and apply it to how we live out everyday life? And it's just kind of, like, had me more aware of, like, how do I talk about people or how do I talk to people, mm-hmm. too? Because it's, like... Again, there's so many people who just sit and complain about who hurt them, what's going on in their workplace, like how everything is just so meh, 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 meh. And it's like, are you sowing good into the world with the words you say?
Right.
And you guys were kind of talking about the power of words earlier.
Yeah.
Off camera. And it kind of made me think of this... kindergarten like classroom poster, like before you say anything, think, THINK, like is it hold up, let me find it, because I wrote it down. Is it true? Is it helpful? Is it inspiring? Is it necessary? And is it kind? And like,
that's good, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's cool. That is cool.
And if you use that as a metric for the words that are coming out of your mouth, like I caught myself on it this morning actually, because we had like a really stupid mistake happen at work this morning, and my boss was just like chewing on the person who like tangentially might have caused it, and it was like one of those things that could have happened to anyone. Yeah. Like, the
what
seal
was
didn't,
the accident?
The seal didn't get put back in the whipped cream can. So when she went to charge the whipped cream can, it went everywhere. And I have put them in the video. But it was all over the floor, all over the countertop. And she was just pissed. And so she was going off about it to someone who used to work with us. And the other person was just jumping on the bandwagon and just ragging and ragging and ragging on the kitchen dishes the night before. And I'm intentionally not saying names, Eric.
We're going to protect the
so
whatever the word is.
Me being the protective mama bear of the people I work with and, like, of my friends in general, when she was just, like, ragging on them, I wanted
exactly,
to fight her.
I know exactly who it was.
I wanted to fight her. And I'm like, there's so much I could say. No, I already said it was a girl. So
I tried to cover your tracks.
No, it's fine. Just, I don't care.
I'm trying to cover your.
But like, I had to think of like, okay, is it like, should I vent about this to other people? Because is what I'm saying going to reflect on her well, and y'all need to stop.
Too, man. Like, I've been sitting here just like trying to focus on you and block them out, but it's so distracting.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway, continue.
No, but it's like, when you think about, like, are you one of those people who just jumps on and rags on everything, or right. are you someone who's trying to make the change? Mm-hmm. Are you trying to bring the positive vibes instead of the negative vibes? And again, I failed in that this morning because I did like vent to Porter about like I want to just like deck her, but like
I can see violence trying workplace. To punch somebody.
I'm gonna I'm a lot more fighty in concept than I am like in reality.
I see a lawsuit happening. Nothing.
Continue.
Lawsuit. Gonna happen.
You see a lawsuit happen. Okay, that's what you said. But yeah, so I don't know. Like, it seems like. See, now I'm trying to get back on my trail because y'all are super.
No, are you gonna be one of those people who help the situation,
or
fuel the situation, or are you gonna be one of the people who tries to get it?
Yeah, back
on
the right track.
And
yeah,
all that. Yeah, yeah.
Well, I feel like that whole thought of like that think before you say whatever, especially that is it necessary,
right,
or is it helpful, like especially in like the Facebook comments where it's like everyone's on their own side and just chewing, and it's like how would like thinking like in that think box
I'll give you something to help you out with that. Here's a tip. Sorry, Piper.
Just stay off Facebook.
No,
because that's what I ended up doing.
I don't have social media, and I'm gonna have to slowly get into it. Sorry, Facebook, but I'm not going back to you. You're forever gone, and I'm sorry about that. Twitter. I'm not sure. Instagram. I'm gonna be saying hello very soon. But anyway, and then thinking in your process, this is something that I kind of learned, because we get our emotions involved in a lot of our decisions. Like, I want to say it's like 95% of the decisions we make, it's out of our emotions.
Yeah,
and
pretty much.
And I'm guilty of it 100%.
Yeah.
And I'm actually relearning Spanish, or trying to teach myself and going through all this stuff.
Use Duolingo.
Duolingo. So, exactly working on it. But if you think in not your native tongue, you'll actually come up with a more permanent solution. And that will take your emotions out of the equation. So you can actually think about the problem and actually find the core of the issue. So if you want to make a decision, think of it in a different language first. And
that's interesting.
You'll actually take your emotions out of it because you're actually thinking about the words in that other language. And it'll actually give you a really, really good thought process and actually keep your heart more pure, in what I like to think anyway. But because you're thinking constantly on how to translate English into another language.
Wow. Mm.
That's really interesting.
And so I'm trying to do it, so I'll let you know how the results are on that. Give me about 6 months, please.
Okay, so you're talking about learning a different language. I was telling you earlier about my trouble at the taqueria, but my little sister speaks Spanish a lot more fluently than I do.
Yeah, it's
crazy, but like we'll text back and forth in Spanish, just so that
senpai.
Don't call me senpai.
Not you, your sister.
Don't call my little sister senpai. That's even weirder. Laughs?
Okay. Too many memes today.
But
I've seen too many.
So we were texting back and forth.
You guys say ja 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 ja.
It's not
ja ja ja.
Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
No, but so I was texting her about the trouble I had had ordering because it's been a while since I've practiced Spanish, but we were texting back and forth in Spanish.
Oh.
And then I was like trying to describe this drink I was having. It's Guanabana. Okay. So it was that juice. But I said
Guayaba.
Guayaba. There were more syllables than
I don't think there was. Well, anyways,
no, sour sap fruit right juice.
I probably said something else.
It's okay, Eric. Not everyone can speak Spanish.
Especially not me. Because we were texting back and forth, and I threw in. I said something about, like, you should try this. It's really tasty. But instead of saying sabrosa or whatever, I said lekker, which is a Dutch word. And I'm like, why is my brain crossing from English to Spanish to Dutch?
That's interesting.
Like, uh-oh, we got a door.
That's fine. So it was a weird problem knocking? To have. I have no
idea. Someone's knocking.
We're recording, so
it's okay.
Anyway.
Nobody wants to
get the
door.
That's interesting, though.
Maybe they want to talk to us.
No.
We're recording.
All right, sorry.
So, anyway.
Yeah, so it was just a weird problem to have.
No, we're not. We're not even laughing as crazy as last week.
I know. Last week was pretty nuts.
They're not even starting until seven. So.
What was I going to say? I was going to say something with what you were talking about. With like, sometimes we like think the worst scenarios in our heads.
Mm-hmm.
And there is this thing too that it said like about 80% of the stuff that we like worry about or think about doesn't even happen.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Actually, this was something that in DI they said a lot.
Actually, we just talked about this too before you got here.
No, but it does. I mean, sometimes we worry about things that are not even relevant, and we just like our mind is like, oh man, like what's gonna happen?
Our mind is, in this day and age, designed to go there first before we even come up with a positive.
And it's
consuming. If you ever like picture a life right now and really reflect on everything that could be going wrong right now while we're in this room and the people who are watching, just imagine you sitting there in your chair or whatever you're doing, standing, whatever. Imagine it. Think of all the things that are going on right now. Whether it be debt, whether it be someone accused you of something or lied to you about something or hurt you. Forget about it. Forgive them. Let it go. And once you've And sometimes it's really, really hard. I'm not going to take that away from you. Sometimes it hurts. I have some wounds that still need to be cut open and to heal properly. And we just need to love one another. And honestly, even though it's so hard, you know, I know some drunkards who hurt me in such a way that I still reflect off of it. And, you know, I struggle with it every single day. I'm reminded of that thought every single day. And I look at them in my mind. I'm like, today is not the day. Today, you will not rule my life.
That's good.
You are not the ruler of my thoughts. I am in control. And I choose to be happy. I choose joy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to worry about you today. I am going to love you, even if it's designed differently than I'd like to. Because I was at the Mall of America, and this woman yelled at me and my girlfriend and told my girlfriend that she needs to see a dermatologist. And that was very rude. I wanted to fight her, as any good boyfriend would. And because no one's going to make fun of my girlfriend's face right in front of me. That is so disrespectful. Anyway, but every day, though, And just to bring that up, you know how fast I brought it up? And it's because it's a wound that I deal with every single day.
Yeah.
Especially with my girlfriend. I look at her and I'm like, boy, you're the most beautiful woman in this world. And yet someone said this. And because we have different perspectives and we were hurt or we didn't like the thing of someone else doing something. We have to be okay to accept who they are, even if we don't agree with what they're doing or how the way they think.
Right. Mm-hmm.
If we don't, we sabotage ourselves.
You know what? You just reminded me of another thing we were saying off mic, too. You know, I...
Y'all need to not talk so much off mic if I'm not rolling. I want to catch all of the gold.
You never know.
All of the gold.
You never know. But when those conversations are going to happen. But like I was saying, though, like, the way things are going now, there's no room for error, mm-hmm. according to all of these different groups and stuff that are on Twitter and mm-hmm. and all these different...
You said there's no room for what?
Room error. For error.
No.
If like, you have to be perfect.
There's no room for Eric.
But I'm serious. He's absolutely right. If you're not perfect,
yeah.
you're going to get scorned and you're going to get burned. And it's not fair. We all make mistakes.
It's so stupid how people sit there and...
But of that is fake, though. Like, yeah, nothing I know, is
but,
real.
But just think about all these celebrities and
it
stuff.
It makes people like feel worse of themselves.
Yeah, just think about all these celebrities and stuff that so like they do one thing. One little thing, maybe they were ignorant to it or something like that. I don't know. Whatever the case is, they do one thing, whole career over, they can't make money for their family. Mm-hmm. They can't pay their bills and all of this stuff, all the negative things that come with it.
Remember like 3 months ago how I said canceled culture is garbage? Yeah.
See? Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
No, and it's true because like I was watching this documentary about like how like rappers, they're actually not rich. Because, you know,
a lot of rappers are broke.
They try to like put out like this lifestyle that it's too expensive for themselves to actually maintain.
And all it is a loan from their record label. You getting a loan, you still have to pay that money back. Like, that's why, you know, you can flex and do all of that stuff, but it's going to be irrelevant in a few months when you burn through all your money.
Yeah.
Or just so like even like 6ix9ine, like just legal stuff is burning him out. You know, so it's like,
let's not even talk about 6ix9ine.
Why is my favorite?
I like
get out.
I like 6ix9ine too.
One point I wanted to make with the
my favorite band.
No room for error and all of this stuff. So like for example, my little brother, my mother and my little brother, they're struggling right now. Well, mostly my mom because she's taking care of them and stuff. So she's struggling financially right now. And so my brother tells me how he goes to school. He's a freshman in high school right now. And he tells me how he goes to school and gets made fun of for not having new clothes all the time and new shoes and all of this stuff, which I think is so stupid because the same people that are telling him that he should have all these things and that he's a broke boy and all that for not having it are the same people who will be so quick to say that they're from the hood. Well, if you're from the hood, then that would imply that you and your family have struggled most of your life. And don't forget, you guys are the same age, too. So why do you have money now and he doesn't or whatever? And I'm not trying to say it's like a crabs in a barrel mentality or whatever. But at the same time, it's like, why are you coming at him? Like, you know how it is to struggle or do you? So why are you trying to kill him for not having these things?
Yeah.
Like,
that's always
it's
just
so
been
stupid.
Absolutely garbage to me that you would make fun of someone because they are worse off than you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're belittling.
Well, and it makes
someone,
me think, well, you know? Okay, because I was made fun of a lot of growing up for that because I grew up in Goodwill clothes and hand-me-downs. Mm-hmm. Like, I didn't have money for J. Crew or whatever.
J. Crew.
I'm just like.
Yeah.
But it made me think of, speaking of people who have been canceled, this Louis C.K. bit. You never look into someone else's bowl to see if they have more than you.
Right.
Or if, like, you look to see if they have enough and if you can share. And if there's anything you can pour out to help them out, to bring them up to your level, instead of like, haha, look at you. You only have, like, 4 beans and I've got 20.
It's like, what did Thomas Wayne say? On Joker, when he did the little press conference thing, he was like,
okay,
he was like,
I know what you're
people
talking about.
That that aren't rich, or basically he said something to the effect of, if you're not rich, then you're just a clown. Or
yeah,
you're,
like, yeah. Or, basically, like, he said, yeah, like, and when I'm here like to, like, you know,
I'm here to bring y'all to, up. But if you don't,
if you don't want to be at my level, then you, that's why I consider you a clown.
And it's like,
okay,
just a rich a-hole. Like, I mean, no, why would you want to be on that level?
Yeah.
Like,
well, here's the thing, too. Here's an interesting concept. An actual successful business will actually have people who disagree with them, because then they can actually come up with actual ideas and some issues that they didn't even think of.
Oh, see, yeah.
And, you know,
and then they spill it, like, and then with, they're like, with, oh, yeah, we came up with this.
Well, with the point of that is because they didn't want to be, like, to get out of the position they were in. They didn't want to be educated.
Okay, well,
you know, no. Hey, hang on. I'm sorry.
Okay, whatever you're saying, please don't spoil Joker for me.
No, we're not. Okay. We're not.
Sorry, we're not.
This is the point I'm making. You can go about, you know, trying to help somebody and all of that without belittling them and looking at them. Like, that's the only point that I'm making. It's just, just like, don't piss on people and tell them that it's raining and say that you're helping them by telling them the weather. It's not the weather. That's not the weather.
That was messed up.
Wow.
So that's don't all, think about that's it. All I'm saying.
Go in the shower.
Like,
okay. Dude,
no. I hate you so much.
That's not
I
even.
I hate you so much.
God, Aaron.
Again, there's so much more that we could go into on this, because it's such, like, a wide topic with many different
points of view.
Yeah. And I don't know.
I mean, even to the point where there's wrong giving and there's right giving.
But we talked about, like, right or wrong. Like, it's just like with what you said. I mean, what if some people are comfortable being in the position they are?
Okay, that's on them. You know what I'm just saying, for me looking from the outside.
Yeah.
It seems like the person that's quote unquote trying to help
is not actually trying to help.
That's all I'm saying.
Again, it's about checking your motive.
Just don't say you're helping someone when you're really not.
Yeah.
Think of it this way.
That's the easiest way to simplify.
Are you trying to be a nice guy? If you know what I mean on that. You know. Hashtag nice guy.
Yeah.
You'd be like, oh, I'm gonna give you $100 or for dinner, and then you take this, you know, girl out to dinner, and all of a sudden they break up with you and be like, oh, I fed you this, I fed you. It's like, you know, guilting them. That's not fair. You gotta actually
give the same thing.
Basically. That's another example. That's wrong giving. You actually give out of the genuinely kindness, give them and be like, you know what, I really hope the best of you, and be have a good,
good life.
Not a good life. A good heart about it. And be like a good sport about it. It's not easy to be rejected. I'm not going to lie about that. And, you know, but don't be a jerk about it, because that, I mean, you're just, you're going to put a bad, you know, because what if that girl, this is going to kind of go here, because if you say something nasty to that girl after she breaks up with you, she's going to tell her friends about that. And if you think one of her friends are hot and one of their friends had a thing for you, it's not going
to
work out for you.
It's a weird corner to be talking about right now.
Yeah,
but it's just an idea. I've got a different example, actually, kind of speaking of, like, weird and manipulative whatever you deal with on the daily. So I have an online friend, and we interact on this server on Discord, and the server is going away. So, well, it's fine because it was a toxic hellhole. But, And this person was contributing to it, and like he sent me a friend request while I was asleep, and I didn't respond to it right away, and he was like, well, I guess Pip doesn't want to be friends with me because she doesn't give a F about me. And I'm like, okay, hold up. Yeah. When I came back on, I'm like, y'all, I can't even walk away for this long without someone saying nasty garbage.
Same.
But I was like, A, if you want someone to be your friend, you don't say, like, they don't give a about me, because that's, like, you're just trying to guilt trip them and manipulate them into getting what you want.
That's
and I feel
true.
Like that's how a lot of people operate. It's like,
right.
Boo-hoo, woe is me. Like, you want to...
That's manipulation.
It's manipulation, I mean, but also, if you want to, like, get a positive end result, maybe go about it in a positive way. Mm-hmm. And that's just kind of where I want to leave this week, is how can you bring positivity wherever you are?
Hug your neighbor even if he spits in your food.
You know, that's hard to do, but okay, yes, it's something that we need to.
No, I'm serious. I'm serious.
Yeah. Just nah.
If you spit in my food tray, I'll still hug you.
I wouldn't spit in your food.
I don't like what where this is going, so we're going to wrap this up no. here.
He's so, a rat. Okay, you don't understand. So we share copies together, and he
of the ET podcast.
And you, know, you have your small hands. Gives him.
This is me trying to shush both of you so that we can wrap this hands. Up.
Eric, baby hands, hands off.
It's because he's so
Eric,
muscular.
Are your hands smaller than my hands?
That would be his. That would be like his.
Oh, he is!
Okay.
That's like his gangster name.
Eric Baby Hands.
Eric Baby Hands.
Hey, Baby Hands Badillo.
That sounds like something in the Wild West type of thing.
Okay, so no like, offense to like people with small hands. Your hands are very, very helpful, especially when it comes to mechanical things. When I need to get hands or something into small spaces, I need little hands. So, Eric, I might need to hire you to put your hands in tight spots.
Yo, you know what? Speaking of that,
pause.
Since we've gotten over,
you can take that anywhere if you want
since
to run.
Since we've gotten
for
over
it.
The seriousness, have you guys ever heard Bo Burnham?
I love no. Bo Burnham
because he had a whole bit about not being able to fit his hand inside.
That is not an
scan.
Innuendo, by the way. Do not go
and he
there.
Was like. He said he wanted to have children just so they could hand him Pringles.
Oh, my God. All right, well, this was the ET podcast.
This has been episode 35 of the ET podcast. I don't even know what we're calling it. But we'll figure it out. But that's Eric, that's Trey, I'm Piper, this is Aaron.
Oh, yo, and follow us. Since follow us on Instagram.
We're going to say shenanigans part two.
Follow us on Instagram.
Because he's pretty cool. It wasn't shenanigans.
Follow us on Instagram.
The first one was nonsense.
And Spotify.
Oh. Yeah, thank you for
wow. And, Apple Podcasts. And SoundCloud.
You are struggling so hard. Yep. I haven't even heard
Twitter.
All the ones you said, but whatever Eric said, we're places. Twitter.
And maybe on Facebook soon.
We're not going to be on Facebook.
No, 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 no.
Facebook.
No. You're not
going to
find me on Facebook.
If
sorry.
You want to run the Facebook, you can do that.
If you want to run Facebook, you can do it yourself. I don't want to help
I feel
you.
Like if we do Facebook, like, we'll get more, like...
I really cool. don't want to.
It mean, can get viral.
No, 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 no.
Do you think?
Facebook I'm is cool. a dying platform.
All right, anyways.
I'm going to kill it with
you guys have an amazing whoa. Week.
Have you
and
seen your hands? They look like a bunch of bear hands.
Disregard what she said, and have a blessed day, and stay fresh.
Talons.
We're out.
What?
We're out.
Ginger fresh.
I don't know.